You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the Facebook live stream of the show. Hi, how you doing? Go to the River Talk Facebook page. You see a very special guest. He is Ron Ferguson, state rep by District 96, Ohio, and he is one of the good guys. America First. He and roughly a dozen or so other people in Columbus, MAGA Nation people, America First people, are trying to ensure that we have photo ID for all voting. The rhinos in Columbus right now are in the process of cooking up a scheme to make it, long story short, put something on the in the state constitution. If you vote for it, then we'll never have photo ID for mail-in voting. And so what we're trying to do here is get the word out, let people know you can actually make a difference. Ron's going to put together a little video on for and post it everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, and all that, to show you how to do it, show you just how easy it is, and then you do it. You click that and then say, hey, we want photo ID everywhere, including mail-in, and that's pretty much the whole message, right?
That is the message.
Okay, you could even, in fact, what you could do is in the Facebook post to say, tell them any version of this. In your own words, say this one sentence, and then you make it easy for them. I think that'll help. It can't hurt. Let's put it that way. It can't possibly hurt, I wouldn't think. So we got that going on. Also, help me understand something here. The difference. Oh, first off, is there anything else I should have asked you about this subject? Because that's why you're here today.
No, I think it's pretty straightforward. Just I think about this one question. Do you support photo ID for all voters? Yes or no? If it's yes, then that's what we need to do, is what we've talked about. There aren't going to be many people to say no because it's so widely supported. That's why I don't know why they haven't gotten the SAVE Act done in D.C., and it's why I don't know why we haven't got it done yet in Ohio, but we're going to get it done.
You do know why they haven't gotten it done in Ohio. You just got through telling us they don't want to give you any credit. Because that was your bill, right?
That's true, yes.
Well, of course you know. You just told us you knew. My God, man, get your story straight here. Good Lord. All right, let me shift gears here. You still are in favor of eliminating real estate taxation in Ohio, right?
Yes.
What the hell is going on with the petition drive? I texted one of our many listeners and Facebook friends, David, asked me to follow up with this last week, because I hadn't heard anything in a while. I reached out to Elaine Cross and also to Keith Davey and have not heard back. And it's like, you know, I'm hearing, you know, crickets everywhere. What is going on with this? I've not heard any buzz, nothing at all.
I'm not sure where they stand in the process now. They have until some date in July to get the signatures to put it on the November ballot. If they do not get enough signatures by July, then it can't be on the November ballot, but they can still continue collecting signatures until they ultimately get to the number they need, and it can be on some election down the road.
Understood. But that's not the question. What the hell's going on? I haven't heard anything. They haven't responded. In fact, I'll double check my email and also text, nothing email, and nothing with text either. What do you know? What's going on with these people?
I do not.
Could you find? Do you know people there? I mean, do you know Elaine Cross and Keith Davey or any of the people involved with Axe the Tax?
No, I do not.
Seriously?
No.
You have no contact with them? I figured you'd be well connected. No, seriously, I'm not. Again, I'm not busting your balls.
It's a citizen led initiative.
You're a citizen.
I am. I am.
You're in favor of this thing. You've got to know why.
I am. I am a citizen. Yeah. I do support it, but that is what is impressive and fascinating about this movement right now, is the legislature was not taking action, and so everyday Ohioans said enough is enough, and they stood up. And so that's what's going on right now. I think they don't need politicians helping them get it done. They're going to get it done for themselves.
But you haven't heard anything either. I'm surprised
how I haven't, no.
quiet everything is. So mm-hmm. quiet. David Lane, you know, said, you know, ask him about this. And I, yeah, sure. I, you know, I, and I texted and I emailed. It's like, what the hell? It's, I don't have a good feel. What?
Hold on. Carol Coleman, our new Ohio Republican Party Central Committee woman.
Oh, okay. Carol Coleman is saying Axo Tax is asking for all petitions to be turned in to Brian Massey by June 1. Get a hold of Brian Massey. He can answer your questions. Who the hell is Brian Massey?
I think he was one of the top guys that really started this whole effort.
Okay.
He's the one that does like a lot of the Facebook videos. You haven't had him on? I thought you were connected.
I've had Carol on and I've had Keith on. I don't know. I might have had Brian Massey on, but they're not well organized. I mean, I haven't seen any news releases or anything. And look, I've got this big platform. An awful lot of people actually listen to me. I'll never understand why, but they do. And yet, I don't know. I mean, think about what that means with their messaging. When I don't know, and I'm 100% supportive of this, I'm on all these radio stations, on Facebook Live, and I don't know. So they've got to do a much better job. They've got to step up their game here. Sure. So, okay, he's the leader of the movement. Fine. Carol, get in touch. Send me a text or whatever.
I'll give you her phone offline. I'll get you guys in a group text.
Not group text. Please, no. No,
remember the group text with my opponent?
Oh, that was great. Oh, yeah. Tell the listeners about that. This was Hoagland and his people were so stupid. Goodness. You brought it up. So tell the people about this.
So back when we had our first debate here on your show, Dimitri, and people really got to hear about the issues, my opponent, you know, Frank Hoagland, wasn't very happy that I established I was the America First candidate and he was the Columbus recruited swamp creature. And so after the debate, he started talking about all the things that you should have asked, Dimitri, that you didn't ask. So you said, great, if there's more to talk about, let's have debate number two. And Hoagland was quick to say he was ready for a debate number two.
Yeah, which I asked him, you know, here in the show. Absolutely.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden there was, you know, he started using expletives. He started cursing me out in a group text that you could see.
I couldn't believe it.
He started talking about Jack Daniels. I mean, it was a mess.
My word. Yeah, but now Jack Daniels. Turns out there's actually a politician named Jack Daniels. It wasn't, you know, he's got a drinking problem or anything like that.
Yeah,
Not that we know of.
Jack Daniels is actually a state representative. He was somebody that endorsed against me and probably honestly helped, because typically when you get endorsements from people that aren't America First, that helps you. So.
Yeah, man, Jack Daniels is for you. Yeah, how about that? That's never a good thing, I wouldn't say, unless you're in Kentucky, I imagine. So, but yeah, it is amazing to me that there's just nothing going on. No buzz, no whatever. I've seen no news releases, no phone calls saying, hey, we, you know, want to come on, we want to get the word out, do what, I mean, like radio silence. It's really weird, Ron. I'm concerned that maybe something is wrong.
Yeah, hey.
I hope I'm wrong, obviously. But
nothing better you can do than put Brian Massey on. Carol Coleman just gave you his number. There you go.
All right, hold on. Let me go back and mark it. Hold on. What about Brian? I wonder if he's related to Tom Massey. Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm writing the number down now.
And
is this great radio or what?
It is. And make sure you, if you haven't had her on, you have to talk to Carol Coleman about winning her Ohio Republican Party seat, because she's going to help turn the party around.
Okay. Now, what is her seat? Is what now?
So she unseated our state central committee woman.
Is that a good thing?
It's a great thing. So our current state central committee woman actually spoke out against me getting endorsed, helped block my endorsement from the Ohio Republican Party.
You got to be kidding me.
I know. That's why we needed a change. And Carol Coleman won of the 10 counties. She won 9 out of 10. Unseated the incumbent, winning 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 counties. This is a region or something?
It's the Senate district. So,
okay.
So those state central committee seats overlap with the Senate district. And once she starts going to the meetings, that she could be your new inside source of what's really going on in the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
And she lives in Monroe County.
Okay, that would be great. Give me her contact information because she hasn't reached out to me. happy to do. It is amazing to me, conservatives, political conservatives in Ohio and West Virginia. I don't know what it is, but they're so gun-shy about media and they're so intimidated and I have to beg them to come on the show. It's like, hey, this is a friendly venue. Yes, it's unorthodox. Yes, you've got all sorts of stuff going on here with me, but at the end of the day, it's a great opportunity for you to get the word out to my vast listening audience. Frankly, I'm amazed I have as many listeners as I do and Facebook views. I really am. I'm just amazed. And yet they don't do it. Carol Coleman hasn't reached out to me that I know of or anything. Oh, said it. Right. Brian Chavez, is that his name? State yes. Senator. Okay, he replaced Hoagland. And is Chavez on board with this? Because I haven't heard anything from him supporting this photo ID for all voters.
I'm talking to people in the House. I got enough on my plate there, so I would just say reach out to him.
You've not reached out? You've not spoken to him?
I'm working on the House members, yeah.
No, I understand you're working on the House members. I get yeah. that. We've talked about that for 45 minutes.
Sure.
My question is a very simple one. Did you reach out to him?
I have not.
Okay. Would you be willing to reach out to him and give us an update?
Sure.
All right. That would be great because he represents a lot of our listeners here. And like, where's Brian Chavez with this? I'm very concerned about him because, you know, they got rid of Hoagland. They asked Hoagland to quit, which, of course, he was happy to do to get a better job. Then they install this guy. And I've got to believe he is a rhino, and I hope I'm wrong, quite frankly, but I've not seen him or anything like that. I hope I'm wrong, but my concern is he's going to be another one of these DeWine, Huffman people that, you know, are just...
I'm sure he'll come on. Ty Moore came on.
Ty Moore's a big fan of the show,
I can connect you with Senator Chavez, and you can get him on as well.
Okay, you can assure me that Chavez will come on my show.
No, but I can assure you that I'll connect you.
All right. Well, I'll I guess I can take that.
And I just had a great idea. We're coming up on the 250th anniversary of the United States, greatest country in the history of the world.
Yes.
Maybe sometime around that that 4th of July week, what you could have a special what better thing to do than bring in these reps and senators, maybe have a few of us from both sides of the river and have a roomful here over a couple days. It could be like your 250 celebration.
I'd love that. Would you be able to produce that, call all these people and get it all organized?
Bring in Chapman, bring in, you know, Tony Viola that just won, bring in Ty Moore, maybe Chavez will come.
That'd be great.
It'd be a blast.
That would be great. Can you do a group text for them, but don't include me?
Yeah.
I hate group texts. I cannot tell you how I hate group text. But if you want to just text them as a group and say, would you be interested? That would be fine.
The state of the country 250 years
Stay
in.
Stay close to the mic. Stay close.
The
to
state me. Of the country 250 years in.
Yes.
Are we going to go the right way from here or the wrong way?
Yeah. In fact, let me see what date that would be. Hold on. Maybe we could do this right now. Hold on. Okay. July 4th. Oh, it's Saturday. So it would have to be July 1st. Which is Wednesday. That's the last time I'm on live.
Or you have it on that Monday. On the 6th.
Or Monday. No. Oh, that would be after the 4th of July, though.
Yeah.
You think that would work?
Yeah.
Oh, July 6th, would that be a holiday, a vacation day for people?
I don't know, but it's. certainly will be. We'll be working.
Do a text with all these people. Seriously, just one group text, and you'll find out pretty quickly if they're serious or not. Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Aren't you sorry you opened your mouth now with that?
No, not at all. Carol Coleman will come in too. It'd be great.
Oh, really? You can guarantee that one? Huh?
Yes, that one. I'm confident.
All right, great. We're almost out of time, and I always appreciate the time that you give us here. You're a great friend of the show. We appreciate that, and you're a great America First guy. Whatever we can do to help you, whatever my listeners can do to help you, of course, is great. Feel free to plug the Seven Ranges Entertainment as well. But you get the last word. You speak directly to our listeners and our Facebook friends. Ron Ferguson, my microphone is yours.
Yeah, sure. So we're going to keep driving that America First agenda. Thank you again to everybody that voted to overwhelmingly reelect me against the $1.5 million that was spent. I'm going to make it my mission for the next 2.5 years to keep leading on that America First agenda. right here and now. That means photo ID for every voter. That's what I'm working on. That's what I'm going to continue to work on. My very good friend Jennifer Gross is about to be coming on. Make sure to keep listening. She's going to be talking about Medicaid fraud. I sit on her committee with her, and you can ask her about that, but she has my full support. She's excellent on the issue. Check out my Facebook page, Ron Ferguson, there. Also, my ex, it's Ron Ferguson, Ohio. Just keep an eye on everything that we're doing. These next couple weeks are going to be critical. I'll keep coming on the show going forward, and I'm going to be out there fighting for you every step of the way.
When you say my ex, you might want to elaborate ex-Twitter as opposed to
X.com, which used to be Twitter. So the thing that Elon
Musk, your ex,
yeah, the thing Elon Musk owns, yeah, sure. So Twitter, people still call it Twitter, I guess.
Exactly. Okay, great. Phone number, anything at all you want to give out?
Get a hold of me on Facebook. I Facebook or Twitter. I really want to grow those followings, and let's make sure that we can do that.
All right. If you share this on your Facebook page, you will grow a following.
Okay.
You really?
I already shared it when I first
came on. Oh,
you
really did? Okay. Well, you must have hundreds of views already. Share this everywhere, if you would, please, ladies and gentlemen. And Carol included her phone number. There it is up there. All right. So we've got a shot here with her. Is she a good person? Is she nice?
She's great.
Is she smart?
Excellent. I endorsed her. She's fantastic.
All right.
I don't endorse anybody here.
Ron Ferguson, thank you. Let me know about that group chat. I'd be fascinated to see if they actually want to come in and do this. I think that would be awesome. I really do. All right. Thank you, sir. Keep up the great fight. Anything else we can do to help you, just, you know how to get in touch with me. We'll get you in here. Anyone else you want me to interview with you or whatever to help get the word out, just say it. Coming up next, we got the state rep Jennifer Gross about Medicaid fraud in Ohio. It's horrendous.